Talk with Meezy and D-Tay. We back at it, man.
Yeah. I'm Meezy, by the way. If y'all don't know that, I don't think we really explained what voice was which.
Yeah, you know. The first one was just a freestyle, man. Y'all still getting to get to know us.
Yeah. So, yeah. This cool-ass voice right here, this Meezy.
You gotta put it out there like that, this cool ass voice. Like,
you say my shit cool. That shit super laid back. That's what women love talking to me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hey, that's what we gonna dive into. Shit, females, women, relationships.
Yeah, like, all types of relationships. But what's up with y'all women, man? Y'all crazy. Now, y'all ain't crazy. Nah, yeah, y'all hurt. Everybody crazy in their own way, though.
Well, I think the females, they need to get a grip on themselves.
Yeah, we do. Like, seems that way.
Don't get me wrong, it's not all, but I don't know. It's just like some of y'all really need to come to reality. Like, some females just be in their own world.
Yeah.
It's other people out here, baby girl. Like, you don't get everything all the time.
For real though, the one they left looking stuck on stupid and shit, they wonder why. Like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened. Like, hey, look at the type of person you are. Blame for real. People never want to blame themselves. Especially women, honestly.
Accountability.
Especially
that's
women.
That's something y'all need to comprehend.
Like, for real. Especially women. I love y'all.
For real. Like, I worship y'all. I'm here to help y'all.
But,
now, I don't got all the answers, but shit, we can talk about it, we can figure it out.
For real. Let us know why y'all like that. Motherfuckers got a good idea, but
hit us up with some stories. Let us know, like, was something happened, something made you like that? Like,
for real. You be like, man, she seemed like a good person, but then, I don't know, something off about her. And it'd be because of her past or something.
And you know, social media don't help it.
Oh man, social media had these chicks head big as hell and thinking, like, y'all, some of y'all live y'all life based off social media. Like, these relationships gotta be like that or y'all don't want it. Like, what? Don't base your relationship off social media. It won't work out at all. Not off social media, because social media want everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as perfect. You're gonna have your rocky roads in a relationship.
This ain't no celebrity relationship.
For real.
And shit, even the celebrity relationships, they be messy as fuck.
It ain't the fairy tale relationship that everybody wants. Yeah. It's never gonna be that. Just leave that be.
Money do make it better, but shit.
Of course. Oh, of course. But problems aren't always gone because of the money.
No,
that can bring even more. Yeah. Depending on what type of person you are, honestly. It's all about you as an individual.
You know what I hate? You be hooping, doing whatever. You know, getting your workout in.
Yeah.
And your phone being blown up. Like, I know you ain't doing this. You with a bitch.
Like, I told you I was playing ball.
You don't fucking play ball for 5 hours. Nobody, man. When you playing with 10 plus people, yeah, you could end up playing for that long.
Tripping,
shit.
Like, for real. I don't understand that, bro. You can even send them like a snap of where you at. They're like, no, you left early. You just with it. Just be tripping, like, come on. And men trip like that too sometimes.
Yeah.
It'd be more female folks. Like, it's more of a female thing. And that's why men who do that be getting called bitches. Even though it'd be sometimes understandable why men do that.
Sometimes. You can't be doing that shit every time your girl live out the house like that.
Like, bro. She gotta breathe, bro. It'd be. I don't understand people like that. I do, but then I don't. Like, people really hold their past accountable for how they treat people now. Like, no, you can't treat everybody like that because you got fucked over in the past. If that was so, I'd be a complete dick to every single person.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a dick, but I just don't talk to motherfuckers. Like, you come around me, you think I'm pissed off. I mean, that's really just how I look, but I'll be cool as fuck. It's just like, I don't say too much. You'll be talking more to me sometimes, so. That's where y'all gonna hear me talking most on here. Don't come up to me expecting all these conversations unless we on here.
For real. I mean, I'll chat with you for a little bit. I ain't like that, but nah.
Is everybody, if I know you got sense of self, then I can have a conversation with you. Yeah. I can have a conversation with anybody, but it's just a more meaningful conversation.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't trying to waste. I'm not trying to waste all that little nothing shit. Talking about nothing. That's why I'm quiet. I don't really talk to people. That's why I really shit. Even a guy that I grew up with, I know for over half my life now, when we were roommates, he told motherfuckers like, shit, we barely talk like that. And that's my dude. Like I said, I knew him for half my life. He's my good friend, probably my best friend and shit. Half, for more than half my motherfucking life. I didn't talk to him like that because I didn't feel I could. He didn't care about the same shit that I really cared about. Yeah. And I knew that. You can't force anybody into like talking about shit like that. You can talk to them about it, but they won't really care about it. That's why I really didn't talk to people like that.
They gotta be understanding just like you understand them.
Yeah.
And most times it ain't like that. Motherfuckers do not want to hear some of this shit.
For real. They be like, yeah, yeah, type shit like...
Like, damn, again?
For real, dog. Crazy, but yeah, relationships.
And you know, I don't think people cherish relationships how they used to no more. You know, everything is so face, it's not built off. It's basically, yeah, face value. Like,
yeah.
Social media, like, oh, remember when MySpace was out? Like, motherfuckers used to get tight about not being on your top eight.
For real. Or top five, or you can like, pick the top two.
It's good now that they got rid of that shit, because that really, really starts the problem.
Man.
Especially on Facebook, Instagram, all that shit.
It's real childish nowadays. Like, damn, everybody's so petty. It's like, come on.
And what's up with y'all females, man? Like, y'all don't like dudes liking pictures, man. Like, that's what it's there for, social media, to like pictures.
For real.
I can't help that I scroll down. Like, you don't even have to follow certain females. And you can go on your Explore page and just see some ass popping in your face. Like,
for real.
Like, I'm gonna open that up.
For real. Like it. Like, ain't like you... In a DM or whatever the fuck you would call it, iMessage, whatever. But just a pic.
Just a fucking pic. Fucking pic. I be liking videos.
Hey, videos too.
I be going through. I be in a doghouse liking videos.
Hey. Yeah, it happens. Like for real. It happens. Females, they're like that. They're very, like, females are more territorial than us men. Women are more territorial than men. It's crazy, too. That's crazy. You would think it'd be men, but that's very... It's women. And it seems like women are more loyal too. It's crazy. But man, we play games at first. Like when we young, we don't know what we want. We're finding ourselves. Females mature so damn fast, which everybody knows. Y'all want something real from the get-go, honestly. And y'all will be loyal for it. Men, we get hurt by one female, we a whore after that, like, no, fuck bitches. We do be on that, I'm not gonna lie, I was like that.
Nah,
women can get hurt and they'll stay that loyal, but we get hurt, we'll just, after that, we on some whore shit. There are some women like that too, don't get it twisted. More than motherfuckers would know, but.
But the thing is, women better at it.
Straight exactly, up. Y'all are better at it. Like, bullshit.
When I was on my horse shit, like, I be seeing my homegirls, I be like, damn, you on the same shit? Like, alright, come on.
But it just be low key and shit.
Low key as fuck.
Man, it be crazy. I love women, man. Y'all are some brilliant beings. Like, for real. Y'all know how to move. Like, for real. Man, we more reckless. We way more reckless.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm the type of niggas. Like, I ain't with all the. Let's talk and get to know. Like, if you really that worthy, yeah, let's get to know each other.
Oh, definitely.
But if it's just we gonna be on some kicking shit all the time, like, you know, that can come later. Like, what the fuck it is? The fuck all that talking shit? Let's go now. Like, most times when I meet a female, I'm just giving an ultimatum. Like, hey, we can go here, we can go there. It don't matter.
Dude, hey, that's how I was. That's why I wouldn't consider myself a player back in the day. I was just. Cause I didn't play with females feelings. I was like, look, this is how it's gonna be. This ain't me right now. If you're trying to do this, we can do this. But if you're trying to do this, nah, I'm not with it. I let them know, but they'll still, down the line, start liking a motherfucker for real. Like, no, it was like, my personality, maybe, but.
I'll tell you, when we together, but. Yeah. I'll let you know, like, I got somebody else going on. I got this person over here, like, man.
Motherfuckers let them know, and then they get hurt. Like, I let you know at least. That's definitely how I was. I was into like hurting females like that. Not my thing. I respect people in general, especially females. I respect them. That's why I don't. I put y'all in a better school. Low key. No, high key. I go through so much. It's crazy. No wonder why y'all crazy as hell. Y'all go through so much, like for real.
Man, I see so many females, they do a lot. They go through a lot. Take care of their kids, work, deal with different niggas. Like, I don't see how females be going through that shit.
And then they gotta worry about these predators too. Men, yeah. We gotta worry about predators like they do. That's why they gotta watch who they talk to and all this shit. That's like sometimes when they don't want to talk to you, motherfuckers be getting salty at them. It's like
males, we gotta watch out who we talk to.
Oh, of course, but not more than females though.
Yeah, but some women. I think that with a bitch that got some good hair, good pussy. You know? Man, you were fucking crazy. I ain't gonna put no names out there, but I used to mess with this girl. It was just some straight fucking shit. We used to kick it, but. She was cool, but all of a sudden she would switch up at the drop of a dime, just bipolar as fuck, just, why the fuck aren't you answering your phone, why aren't you doing this, why aren't you doing this? And to get me to come around, she'd be like, I got $40 for you. I'm like, what the fuck, so you just pimping me, like, what the fuck, like.
She paying for your time, that's
But that's what I'm saying, like, a female like that, you know you shouldn't be messing with her, like, if she just, true. Here goes some money right here. Like, no, hey. Like, what type of niggas you be fucking with?
For real though, yeah. I see where you're coming from. I definitely see where you're coming from. That's funny though. I don't have females pay for my time. That shit's so funny. Oh man.
You know, I'll be down for some real escort shit, but motherfucker, this is $40 dick, you saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh man. Like, relationships. Period are just seems like more fake nowadays, and it gotta be some type of fake. It's like,
it's certain people you run across. Like, I can honestly say, it's some females I done fucked over, and it's like, damn, that was a genuine person that I can have a conversation with. Oh, yeah. Other bitches that stuck around longer, it's like, bitch, I can't even have a conversation with you, man. Like. No real conversation where our life gonna go, what your goals is, what you trying to accomplish in life.
For real, motherfuckers be talking about nothing, motherfuckers not trying to, I'm not trying to deal with this, but obviously he not trying to deal with, we just don't want to deal with this shit. Like, motherfuckers talking about nothing.
I ain't gonna lie, niggas been on bullshit before, but at the same time, of course. Like, motherfuckers get older.
Of course.
You see, like, all these females out here, they in, like, what you call, like, a backwards time travel, whatever, like, they want to be the new niggas.
And they really do. They really do. And it's honestly, man, I see why. I see why women are becoming more heartless. I see, man, and it's a nasty trend that's been going for like 3 or 4 years now that this all men ain't shit.
I was saying some shit. Like, it's gay for niggas to be like, no, fuck bitches and all that shit. Like, that's a gay shit. That's some gay ass shit. Like, you just want to be with niggas all day.
Yeah, fuck that.
But now, bitches, they like, oh, fuck niggas. Like, oh, damn, what, you want to be with your girls all day? Like, but these bitches turning dykes, they lesbian, all this shit. Like, it's a lot of females. Like, they ain't going to come out and say, like, oh, yeah, I'm lesbian, I'm a dyke, nothing like that. But y'all done had your pussy played with a female before. Y'all done fucked around and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of y'all that haven't, but it's a lot of females that I seen. That's what they own. It's like, that's a new wave shit.
And it's crazy how a lot of you females will pretend Y'all do y'all kiss like a friend or something, make out, and then y'all went, oh my god, I'm bi. Yeah. Like, nah, stop playing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't play that shit. Because I would really try your ass. Because
then, I don't know, that's just stupid. Then a real motherfucking lesbian or dyke, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, I don't know what y'all really want to be called, but that's what I'm calling y'all.
Yeah, I
no
mean,
disrespect. But yeah.
There's some dykes that are dykes, and some lesbians, they just low key.
Nothing wrong with y'all. But, mm-hmm. Like, if y'all really that, then be really yeah. that. If not, don't fucking play around like that. That's
I ain't got no problem with it.
It's stupid. At all. It's just stupid. Do what you want, but it's stupid. Like, for what? You're pretending. Why pretend to be something you're not? Like, if you're going to make out with your friend, it happens. If y'all going to make out, go ahead. I done seen sisters make out. I'm not even going to say no names. I done seen sisters make out. I thought it was cool at first. Then I was like, wait.
Nah, that's over
y'all
the top.
Y'all sisters. No.
That's over the top.
What do y'all?
But. What would you say is the biggest relationship killer? Not when it comes to cheating, not just like about the person. Like some they do's, whatever baggage they got, whatever it may be.
Relationship killer, that means already in a relationship. So probably the insecurity. Not the biggest. I gotta be like, if you're gonna be in a relationship, you gotta be there for each other.
I'll say, well, you know, it could be insecurity, self doubt.
Yeah, that's even like, yeah, insecurity, like, not even about you, like, they're not looking a certain way anymore, and
like, just think if you like, you were just a go getter, like, you just yeah. always want to make moves, like, you just. Not even saying all you make all of the best moves, but that person just no. I play everything safe, no risk taken. Like,
I definitely know what you're talking about. Like, for motherfuckers want to stay in the safe zone, you can get your shit a better way, and you know how to do it. You know what you're doing, but motherfuckers want to stay on the safe side because of great reasons.
Yeah, like. Some reasons I understand, but it's just certain things. I think some people are afraid of society. People are afraid to be themselves.
Yep. It's, and that's honestly, that's most of society. Motherfuckers are really, now that's most of society. Motherfuckers don't want to be themselves in front of people. They gotta hold some type. They gotta wear that mask that they're really crying behind type shit. Like, motherfuckers gotta put on the front and make it seem like everything is perfect. They're perfect.
I see a lot of people. Depression is like serious.
Yeah, it's definitely serious now.
I think it's serious, more serious than what people think it is. They just look at it as lightly. Like, some people don't really identify with the shit. It's like, I see people break down and just all type of shit in big crowds. And it's like, damn, do you? I know you'd be sad and depressed, whatever. But do you know that's depression?
For real, that's definitely depression. That shit kills. And that's what they got us at. Stress and like all that shit. Depression, that's man.
Like, dude, if you're going to be in a relationship, if you're going to be a depressed person, not saying like people choose to be depressed, but some people just, they don't figure out ways to get out of the depression. But yeah. If you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, like, make sure that's your person you go to cope with some shit. Like, you need a support system. Like,
yeah, you...
I see that.
Everybody needs a support system. Relationship has... there has to be a support system in the relationship. It has to be. If it's going to go. It has to be.
I just see some people, they just jump in relationships because they need somebody.
Yeah, just because you're lonely.
Yeah.
Like,
you fuck up the other person sometimes. Like,
you can't do that. When you lonely, don't. You fuck whoever, but don't get in a relationship. Relationship, because that will, you just in it for nothing, really, then. Because just because you're lonely, you sad.
Wasting time.
I mean, yeah, don't waste time. Time is precious, even though it's not a real thing. But it is, because we have to pay attention to it. we can sit here and say that time isn't real, which it really isn't. But what do? We pay attention to it. That's what we do. We have to pay attention to it. If you need to be somewhere, you gotta pay attention to the time. The time that we don't have to pay attention to time, that's where all the magic happens. When you really think about it. You ain't thinking about time, you got shit to actually think about that you want to think about instead of something that's on your schedule or something. You got time yourself. Think it how you want to think. That's when time doesn't exist. Besides that, when you gotta, I gotta be here this time, I gotta be around this time. When I'm getting off there, I gotta do this. And I'm gonna be around these people around this time. Time is, it's real, but it's really not. Time is real because we make it real. If we didn't make time real, we didn't have to be on a schedule for shit. We ain't just, nobody's living like really freely except the motherfuckers who
got money.
Yeah.
And you know that shit.
And motherfuckers who don't live in our type of society. Exactly. Who's actually living like out there in like, you know, huts and shit like that.
You know, would you go live off the grid?
I would love to.
Yeah, if we.
There's ways of having electricity you don't even have to pay for. Man, grow your own food,
water pumps,
all that shit. It's, man, and that's what my granddad had too. That's what he was showing me before he died, man. He had all that shit. My mom sold his land. Oh man,
damn.
Yeah, bro,
if you ever get some land, hold on to that shit,
man.
Like, I know people come in hard times, but it's like, you know,
this shit happens.
Shit, life,
whatever reason. But that's land, you need that. He had a nice ass piece of land. Man, I wanted that shit.
You know, that's what black people don't do enough. Like, look at Mexicans. You know, I haven't seen it before. It's 8, 9, 10 Mexicans living in a house. Asians.
They saving money.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't the best circumstances sometimes, but shit, they save money. They
look towards their future like a motherfucker.
Shit, they buying businesses, they doing this, doing that. Like, it's some black owned shit, but it's
not nearly as much as Asians, Indians, Mexicans, all the land. It's crazy. We help everybody else out, but when we put something out, oh, that costs too much. What you? It'd be like the best quality too. That's like, man.
Like, think about it. If motherfuckers bought, just say, you got a loan for something like $100,000, bought just say a 6-apartment complex.
Yeah.
Each family move in, they paying rent, whatever. Or shit, if your family ain't gonna move in, rent it out to another family, let them live it out, and then you making money. You gonna make your money back if there are 6 apartments.
That's what I wanted to do with my secluded land, honestly. Not like apartments, but I wanted to build 3 houses. Mine, of course, and then 2 houses, 2 other houses. I wanted my sisters and their kids to come live with me and shit, like own their own houses and shit. That's what I wanted to do with my secluded land and shit. Like, yeah, I gotta give me a nice piece of land. I don't like neighbors. I can't have neighbors anymore. I don't like neighbors anymore because I don't really like people, honestly. I love y'all, but I don't like y'all. And I can have, because you can have family members you love, but you don't gotta like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the shit motherfuckers are on, what they do, it's just like I can't fuck with it.
It's some evil motherfuckers out there.
Evil. No matter who it is. Like, we can't, like, people be protecting their evil ass family members just cause they love them. Like, no, if there's something wrong with that person, there's something wrong with
them. Kids be getting molested and shit, and nobody wanna say no, they wanna cover it up, keep it, sweep it on the carpet, keep it in the family. If you got a pedophile molester in your family, dude, call that motherfucker out. Just cause that's your family, it don't mean nothing. Like, I hate seeing that shit. That shit is so disgusting.
I bet, man, that shit is, man, even hearing about it, it's just like, man, what the fuck? How could protecting him? What the fuck is he doing? You kidding me? Or shit, man.
Hey, yeah, don't get it twisted. It can also happen another way too. Like, man, we gonna dive deeper on that on another episode. Yeah. Like, cause it's a lot of shit going on in this fucking world.
Yeah.
you know, I try to stay away. I try to stay away from people, just do my own thing. It'd be better that way. I stay out of drama. Yeah. But, you know, I hear shit and it's like, what? That happened? That happened?
Yeah.
Even in my own world, shit be happening. It'd be fucked up. But it's like, I hear so much shit going on and see it. Like, wow.
For real. That's why I stay to myself. I ain't tell my business what I do, moves I make or nothing. I just, man. There's no point.
I know. This podcast was a shock to motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because who really doing shit around here? Like, it's some pop artists, motherfuckers, they trying to do something, but everybody want to be rappers. Everybody want to do this, do that. I know you do the rap thing, but you also trying to do other things.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into fucking directing and shit. That's what I really want to be, but I want to start... Y'all getting to know me from a podcast, and then y'all gonna see where I'm going when I spread everything else. You know what I'm saying? Into the motherfuckers gonna have a clothing line. I'm trying to do all that shit. Get into like skits, all that shit. Gonna have a YouTube channel we working with. All this shit. I'm trying to get all this shit out here, man. Even probably have a radio show if the opportunity comes. Shit.
I'm with the radio. Like, yeah, for real. I'm fucking with this podcast heavy, but I mean radio is kind of different, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
It's a little more censored. It's a little more structured. I mean, no knock to podcasts, but I mean,
podcasts is.
I know the younger people. They really fuck with the podcast.
Oh yeah, it's more real.
I think on radio we could hit a different target where it's like, you know, the old 68-year-old dude in Oklahoma or some shit.
There's so much shit we can tap into. For real.
Man, your boy, he went down last night.
Yeah.
Said he'd been playing with a broken hand. After the fact, he just got swept. You should have kept that shit to yourself.
For real, say it when it happened. Because now it seems like you're just making an excuse. Like, for real. I know you ain't making an excuse, but nah, that's what it seems like to most people. Like, for real. You really should have said something. Like, I didn't know. Of course, I'm not going to sit here and say I know it's a swelling from the get-go. I didn't know it was swelling. Nobody really did.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention. But
he played through it. And like, what was Chris Paul's injury? He didn't even play the last, what, two games?
I think it was his hamstring.
If he really couldn't play, that's what's up. But if you can kind of get out there.
Well, shit, he played. I mean, I just don't.
Play what?
I'm talking about LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
He played. It's just the thing is, like, after the fact, you want to say something. Like.
He fucked up by doing that, honestly.
But, you know,
sounds like an excuse.
I thought about it. I'm glad, you know, this whole comparison of him and Jordan, it's got to be done and over with. Yes, he is breaking records. Like, he is the best small forward ever.
Yeah.
Best player all time, I can't say that.
Yeah. The reason why Jordan is the GOAT is because what he did and his success.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Because he can do what LeBron's doing. The Rodgers doing, they're doing it the different ways. Honestly, they're honestly equal to me.
Equal?
I'm talking about as a player, overall players. I'm talking about just play, not success, not GOAT-wise. Jordan got that.
I seen some. They compared LeBron to Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So do you believe that? Like, do you think that's a good comparison? Lots of MVPs, lots of runs in the playoffs, but they fall short. They got rings.
Yeah, but LeBron went to the championship and went to the Eastern Conference Finals. 12, no,
football a little different.
But a little different, but if you can make it to at least AFC.
Would you compare him to Tom Brady?
Who?
LeBron. See what I'm saying? So how can you compare him to Michael Jordan? And that is just, that conversation is done with.
Hmm. It is. I'm not, like I said, I'm not arguing the conversation. I was talking about the player, like, skill-wise. They're the same. They're tied. Not the same player, but they're tied because they play in different positions. So they were, LeBron was able to do some shit that Jordan couldn't do because of the position he played in his role. And Jordan, LeBron couldn't play what Jordan did because of the role he played.
How much did Jordan weigh?
It don't matter about that.
I'm just saying, like, dude.
That don't even matter. It's my skill. No, skill-wise, he's still efficient.
I'm just saying. Yeah, he's efficient. I'm just saying, like, driving to the hoop, that's a whole big, like. Jordan. Have you ever seen anybody get out of Mike Way?
Kinda, yeah, because they can't handshake him anymore because he cried about that. They couldn't handshake after a while.
But you see plenty of motherfuckers get out of Jordan or LeBron Way.
I mean, when you're that strong.
That's what I'm saying. That's strong. That's what I'm saying. The weight.
Yeah, but.
Like, there is, like you said, he could do a lot more than Jordan can. Yeah. But with him being able to do a lot more.
That's why
he don't got the killer instinct like Jordan and Kobe.
See, that's why we. Okay. See, you coming from where I'm coming from. Like, they got to play differently because of the position they can play and what they can do in that position.
Exactly.
That's why I tell people, like, they're equal to me. Skill-wise, like, jumper-wise, LeBron is butter. People don't want to admit that, but he is butter. And Jordan got the best jumper ever, though. He got the best jumper ever.
He just make it look so cool.
Man. For real. Like, but, yeah, LeBron gonna leave, though.
He gonna leave.
Nah, I'm just playing. He ain't leaving.
He leaving.
But if he do...
I just don't know where he gonna go, man. It's gonna be so many people jumping ship, moving around.
Yeah, so where we go can bring on extra players.
Ain't nobody going to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, I want people to come help him, but nobody want to play for Cleveland. And I mean, you left before, so him leaving again ain't too much of a surprise. But it's like, damn, he really ain't getting no more help.
Totally jumping subjects. Who would you say is the LeBron of the rap game right now? The LeBron.
Damn. So the rap game? I don't listen to that too many people nowadays. But the ones I do listen to, like Kendrick Cole, the LeBron, you say. So they gotta be a motherfucker who's always there, but they really don't, and they really don't get the respect they should. Fuck. What about things of the LeBron? Yeah. Who's still rapping though? Is the game still rapping?
Yeah, they're here and there.
Nah, so you can't be that nigga because LeBron's still in the championship run. You gotta be still rapping. You know what I'm saying? Because LeBron is still in it. You said the LeBron, they gotta still be in it. And doing their thing, but they don't get the respect. And at the end of the day, somebody's always gonna win over them.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's like a J. Cole, honestly, in my opinion, because he's always there. Always there. He never get his respect, though. Oh, his shit too boring, I'll be asleep. But he is still there. Motherfuckers still listen to it, even though they know shit gonna be boring. They still gonna listen to it at least once. Like, if somebody got that impact on, man, like, yeah. You still gonna listen to him? Like, you, man, he still, how you still selling out crowds, selling millions?
He got a cult following.
True.
Like, that ain't no way around it. Like,
true.
He cool. Like, I like him, but I'm not saying that I'm bumping his shit all the time.
Yeah, I can't even bump his shit all the time, and I'm a big J. Cole fan. But
I love him featured on shit. Definitely.
Yeah, he get off with me on the features.
He'll never disappoint. I can't think of one feature I heard of him where it's like, damn, like,
real shit. On here? Real shit. Dog, I mean, that Green Ranger, he watched Wayne on that.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne was on some, I don't like this beat. Like, nah, nigga, you know, you finna get washed. I don't really like this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Like, nah. Cole washed you, bro. He knew it. So he made it seem like he wasn't gonna really try.
Man.
Cole a beast. People just don't like his art. It bores them. That's why people say he sucks. I understand it. But
What player would you compare Drake to?
Durant.
Ooh. I did not think of you would say him. But yeah.
Nah, off the top, I thought they could they both some bitch ass niggas, but yeah. Nah, but it do fit to me. Nah. Cause Drake is kind of that villain now. That's why people think people are going at him. People are going at Durant like, dude, you took the easy way out, you're a bitch. There's a lot of players saying that about
him. Yeah, you're right.
And a lot of people hate on Drake just like that because he took the easy way out. He's a pop rap. Doing pop, dude, you can sell easily, honestly. You can sell very easily.
Yeah.
That's just more sales. That's what he does. He's smart. That's what he says. And he said he's the new Jay-Z. Jay-Z took the easy way out.
He said that?
Yeah, Drake said he was the new Jay-Z, which I didn't like at first, but I was like, it's understandable because the route he taking, Jay-Z took that same route. Because he said, I used to rap like Common Sense, but I sold 5 mil. I ain't been rapping like Common Sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he took the, like, you gonna make more money? Go that route. That's why Jay-Z is still around. He can, man, he goes with the waves. And
yeah, you know, the fashion, the alcohol. I still want to try his alcohol. You see, you got some shit. You got a whiskey.
What's it called?
Virginia Black.
Really?
The only thing I don't like, it looked like your grandma's perfume bottle. It looked like a big ass bottle.
He went that route. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it looked like the old school perfume bottle.
That's funny.
But shit, I fuck with whiskey, so I wanna try that shit out.
Yeah, I remember my dude, his friend, his father got me and my guy so drunk. That was a wonderful, like, no. Now the first time I went to jail up here, I didn't even go to jail. I wouldn't say anything, so they let me out, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, dude, I always blame dude father for me going to jail that night. Because he got me and dude hammered. Before we went to a party, we was already gone.
Hey, Bob used to be like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Bob, yeah, no, he got me and Nick lit one time right before we went to a party, and when we got there, we were drinking Everclear. So that whiskey was like, we were fucking gone. We did, oh man, this is our dumb.
Let's
look at the story real quick, bro. This is how fucked up we were. We went to a house to get my guy Trev money. His money back. I can't even talk and shit. His money back. We was like, cause the motherfuckers jacked him. So we went to a house, and this house was literally a block or two, or block and a half away from the police station at the time.
Oh, wow.
We kicking on the door. We banging on that bitch, like, let us in, motherfucker, give us the motherfucking money. The motherfucker just called the police, so I was like, are these, they probably thinking, like, these motherfuckers are retarded.
Like, they don't know they right down the
street. Two blocks away from it, it was no more than 2 blocks, no bullshit. We could see the police station if we could just look left. No bullshit. It was on over there on 8th Street. No, was it on 8th?
Where Old City Hall used to be. In town here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Alright. Kind of by the bus station, kind of.
Yeah.
That one over there?
That's right on 8th Street.
Yeah. So that is right on 8th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, okay, then that one. Bro. It's on 8th Street, too.
Man.
We were out of it.
I was just finna say that, like, you trying to fuck around somebody on 8th Street, like, you trying to go to jail.
We were just so mad that dude money got jail. We was like, let's go get this shit. Yeah, we went all the way over there. Yeah.
Man, especially if you motherfuckers be trying to fight on Michigan Ave.
That's the dumbest shit.
Some motherfuckers be getting away, but ain't that, like, you gotta live around there to get away.
True.
Like, I done seen some motherfuckers pop off and dip off real quick, but they live 2-3 blocks away.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to live on the south side or far north side trying to get away from there.
For real. The motherfuckers, it's a lot of them and they bored, so.
Hell yeah.
And it's a small
they
fucking
town. They be out there. They be liking that shit. They be enjoying that seeing drunk motherfuckers without just walking up and down A Street.
Oh, yeah. That's why they be sitting out there outside the bar just chilling, waiting for a bar close. Just chilling out on the corner, waiting to talk to people.
Like, days used to be hot spot. Like, police would be swarming through there.
You ain't lying. That's for a while, like, it was. That's why I calmed down a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Like, it was making probably hella money, but that attention, you don't want that around your bar. Still got plenty of crown.
Yeah, shit. Sure. I got one more shot left.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely turned, though.
Man.
I'm mad there's no fucking basketball, though. Like, no more. There ain't no, like...
And it's mainly baseball right now.
I don't fuck with baseball.
Me either. Like, I got my teams, but I just watch the highlights and the stats. Yeah, I can't sit there and watch it.
Who you fuck with?
My teams are the Brewers and the Yankees. I was always a Yankees fan because Derek Jeter is my favorite player. So those are my two teams.
I always fuck with Cincinnati and the White Sox.
I don't blame you.
Two gambling ass teams.
That's funny. Oh, man. Remember we had Griffey for a little bit.
He didn't do too much. He was straight, though.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. He was still in, like, 30 home runs, but he would hit that 50, those constant 50s he used to. 50 yeah. Home runs. Dude was a beast. People say Bonds was better.
I can see where people say that. Yeah. But, I mean, overall, I mean, dude, I said Bonds, he was just, you know, he was the better hitter. Ken, shit, I think he was the better overall player.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't get me wrong. I don't know baseball too much like that. But
you ain't lying, though. You on point. For real.
Shit. Who, greatest of all time quarterback?
Greatest of all time?
All time.
Brady, man. All right. Brady, you gotta give it to him.
Yeah. After this year, like, man.
He's going to win a ring and then retire. Mark my words.
This year?
He's going to win a ring.
I don't know.
Okay, watch. He's going to win a ring and then he's out of there. He's 40 now, 40 plus. He's going to win a ring and then get out of there. Brady, it's Brady. He's going to want that. He's going to want his ring. He went for five on purpose. If he get his sixth one and then retire, he's really the Michael, not really the Michael Jordan, but basically, honestly, Michael Jordan fucking quarterbacks, maybe even player, dude. He got shit done almost, the most consistent out of all quarterbacks.
Yeah, you right.
Got shit done.
I don't know. Yeah, you gotta give it to him. But I fuck with Aaron Rodgers.
Skill wise, he might be the GOAT. Skill wise.
Who?
Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Skill wise, he the GOAT. But it's just, I'm glad because I don't like the Packers. They haven't given him
more rings.
What he need to win.
He need. Favre got one ring. If he ain't with one ring, it's like, man. He gotta get at least another ring. It'd be better than Favre for me. Better as a Green Bay Packer legend. He gotta win one more ring. Cause Favre, people forget about Favre sometimes. Like, dude was a savage. He played in games with broken bones and all that shit. Which is where the Tony Romo mode he came from. That Brett Favre, like, for real. Dude playing with broken ribs, Tony Romo. People give Romo so much shit. I don't understand how you give Romo so much shit. Look at his stats.
Wait. You say what?
Oh, I brought up Favre because, to me, Aaron Rodgers won't be a better Green Bay Packer legend than Favre if unless he wins another ring, because Favre was a savage. He played in games with broken bones. Everybody loved that guy.
They hate him now.
Why? Why do they hate him?
Because, for one, like, when he was the last years that he was with Green Bay, he was throwing a lot of interceptions. He was doing a lot of stupid
shit. He threw a game away, if you ask me.
Well, I wasn't even bringing that up. I'm just saying.
I mean, might as well. Cause
but there was a couple games he threw.
Like, the one against the Giants for them to go to the Super Bowl in the overtime and they got ball first, he threw it behind Donald Driver on a short slant. Right into dude, the interception, they went and won. I'm like, and that would have been Brady versus Favre, bro.
That would have been two, bro.
Who? I'm like, you. They got it in overtime.
They didn't want that.
They wanted Eli to win that. They wanted Eli to be the Brady. They wanted Eli to have some type of legacy. That's what I think about Eli. Because he is not a good quarterback. He's good. He's great in the fourth quarter when he needs to be. But overall, he is not a great quarterback to me.
I think he used to be.
Nah, he was never great to me. He was really, really good. But great? Hell no.
Yeah, really, really good. But not great. Okay.
He ain't even great.
He got one ring or two?
He got two against Brady. He's basically the Brady killer. That's his legacy. Because his stats weren't that great.
No, not at all. That's what I didn't like.
But look, that's what he's gonna have a legacy. He got two rings against the GOAT. Against the fucking GOAT. That's his legacy. Shit. Peyton got his legacy because he's a savage.
He had two before his brother had two.
Yep. Peyton was like, I gotta get one more. He finna outdo me. Yeah. All these stats will point up, my little brother will outdo me. Nope. That's what I think it was, bro. So I think he always brought that up at like dinner or something. Like, yeah, but I got two rings. You can do all those stats, but I got two rings and I beat the GOAT. That's better than you. You know they was talking shit, bro.
I know Pops was like, come on. I know he was betting on it, yes.
I bet Archie was sitting there laughing half the time. He probably was loving that shit. I would. They arguing about, like, your sons both got rings. You know what I'm saying? They arguing about shit like that. They both gonna go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling. If you ask me. Shit. All three of them in the Hall of Fame, man. That shit. That's a legacy to leave behind.
Definitely.
But get ready to go, though. Skill-wise, yeah. Vic and Rodgers, though.
I wish fucking Vic never went to jail. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to say Vic was going to be the most explosive or anything like that, but yeah. What he was doing before he left
he was
going to
be.
He was, like, on some Iris and shit.
Yeah. For real. Unstoppable. 1,000 yards a season, rushing yards a season. He did that like once or twice and he put up 800, 900. He was, man, the Iverson of football. Iverson did some dumb shit. Like, he didn't do any real dumb shit, honestly. He didn't. It was just the relationship and how he was.
And that's what we were saying before, like the way he talked to motherfuckers, the relationships he built, like, that shit matter.
For real.
We see all these NBA, NFL players, like, they really fuck up relationships sometimes. Money become a factor, egos
ego,
become a factor.
Yeah.
And just fuck up good relationships. Or not even relationships that are good, but you know, you ain't building on shit.
For real. Wow, man. Shit crazy. You gotta put your egos aside sometimes. But, hey, I understand this shit. My ego got the best of me a bunch of times. Shit. It happens to all of us. We just gotta learn and move on from that shit, you know? Shit. Yeah, man. I'm hot as shit.
Saturday night shit. You know, this was just like a spur of the moment episode. Like, we ain't had shit going all day, so he's like, fuck, let's get together.
For real.
So it's like,
everything done in the morning, I'm glad I did shit. That's the thing about waking up early, you get shit done. If you could have waited for it, but shit, why not get it done then? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got up early enough. I went to Walmart without my kids.
I see. Get shit done, like, for real. Instead of sleeping, like, 8 hours, I feel like I'll waste so much time. It'll feel great, of course, but
after this weekend, I'm going back to eating no meat. I know I'll probably get at most 4 hours of sleep. Man. And I'll be cool. Eat enough fruit, drink enough water, I'll be electrified like a motherfucker.
Man. You feel like, man, it's just a natural energy you got.
For real.
For real. Eating healthy, it's crazy. People knock it. It's like, why you gonna knock it? Obviously, you don't want to hear this shit sometimes. Motherfuckers do be, like, pressing motherfuckers about it. But it's like, damn, motherfuckers got to go their own, you know, route. Because it's not easy. Especially if you're eating meat all your life. Man, it's like...
Yeah, I was a person that was eating meat all my life.
Like, same. I used to eat, what,
every meal, don't matter.
Man, same. You got to have that meat. Like, for real. You always had to have that chicken, that steak, or some type of meat.
You remember,
as your main or something on the side.
Eat chillins.
I used to fuck with chillin' was heavy.
Yeah, me too. But then all of a sudden I was like, that's what?
Yeah.
I guess I'll eat it. Then eating it, it's like, this shit good, but this shit, nah.
Yeah.
Then once I became an age, I'm like, nah, I ain't eating that shit.
Yeah, that's why I only, like, I only eat it when my mom make it, like, around Thanksgiving or Christmas.
You can't
that's
eat it from everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody don't clean that shit.
Yeah, they don't clean
it. You eat straight dookie hole.
Like, for real. I'm glad. Man. Motherfuckers. Like, and what it is, the shit's disgusting, but it's good. If you look at any meat you eat, really, it's kind of disgusting. Because if you know what the chicken really is and where it came from, was breeded to make the chicken,
you eat eggs.
You can be like, nope.
I stopped eating eggs.
No, I don't eat eggs.
I be telling motherfuckers, you know what it is?
Like, man.
It's the chicken menstrual cycle. Like.
And like.
That shit nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty as a bitch. And what the chicken is, that's not a natural thing. The chicken is not natural. It was breeded from a red fowl somewhere at some... what was it? I can't even... I don't know what it is right now at this moment. If y'all want to know, you can ask me in the comments. I'll remember it afterwards, but not right now. But yeah, a red fowl from somewhere and something else. Yeah, they breeded that for it to be a certain way so they can do certain shit with it and sell it. That's where the chicken came from. It's not, no, a chicken didn't just come out of nowhere like cows. I don't think those are natural things. I think that was another mixture of something that they just wanted us to eat. Because where steak and beef, that's big. And that causes a lot of motherfucking cancer.
Yeah, red meat.
Yup, like, it's like, come on now. Like, how, like, come on. Somebody, if I'm wrong, please let me know. Let me know.
Shit,
I want to learn.
They got all these hybrid animals and shit.
For like, real. It's a lot of them. A lot.
These motherfuckers be on steroids. Especially these chickens be on steroids.
Dude.
Man.
That part was the thing. They know if they breeded the red fowl and whatever else. I can't remember right now. If they breeded that together, they knew it could take those steroids. Maybe the red fowl couldn't take them. They said, maybe if we mix breed these two. Because, well, they found something. The other thing they found to breed it could take it, but they wanted the best things out of, like, the red fowl.
Yeah.
So they breeded them together, and it looked like that, and got certain type of muscles, like the breast muscles and shit they wanted, like, bigger and shit on the red fowl. If you look at the red fowl and that, they kind of look like each other, but the breasts, way different.
That shit do make sense.
Like... Yeah, it do. I mean, I could be wrong. Let me know, y'all, for real. But hey,
all I know is like
do some shit out, people.
All that shit, like, man, people be saying, "Oh, you need meat for protein." No, you don't.
No, you don't. Like,
look at gorillas for one.
Protein is in vegetables.
Yes,
that's what the most pure protein comes from. They think, we get it from cows. No, cows eat grass.
Exactly.
Come on. Where do you think they're getting their protein from? All they eat is fucking grass. All they eat is grass, wheat, and all that shit. Like, come on. The natural shit. And when we get protein from them, that's kind of like half or more than half. That's recycled protein. Fuck out of here.
When I'm on my no meat diet, rice and beans is my favorite shit.
Man.
And grapefruit. That's all your fiber, protein. You know, some people say, "Oh, you shouldn't eat tortillas," nothing like that. But man, you know, that go that fiber, that go some shit. You need to shit all that shit out. You cleansing your body, like
shit. But yeah,
grapefruit. That's the way to go.
Like, I don't know if you like a lot of soups and shit, but I got like a couple like mushroom soups that's fucking fire. That a female friend of mine that I grew up with, she gave some to me the, like the other like month. And she, cause she finally, like, we finally talked after a while and shit. Always was cool, but she hit me up like, yeah, if you're on this, cause I asked her like, I see you be on your vegan shit. Let me get some recipes. I was on some serious shit. And she knew if I was to hit her up, she knew I would be on some serious shit. You know, she knew I ain't just the type that to be bullshit if I'm asking about some shit. So she right away, she's like, oh, what do you like? What vegetables you like? I'm like, I'm a big mushroom fan. I'm a big mushroom fan. I love mushrooms.
I just got on mushrooms. I used to hate mushrooms.
Why? How could you hate them?
Nah, it's like, I used to, it don't matter what it's on, how it's cooked, it, the texture of it, it hit my mouth.
I
throw up.
Oh, that's weak.
But now, I don't know, it's just a lot of foods I used to, like, I used to eat fruit and it used to make me throw up.
Damn.
It was a lot of shit, but now that, I don't know, it's just like, it's like a switch just turned, and all the foods I used to hate, all the foods I couldn't eat, I can do and tolerate now.
Yeah. The mushroom, that's where it's at, dog. You make them right, like, man.
See, that's the thing. I like to cook. I used to, females I always been with, they always, I make steak, they always want mushroom man. Steak. So I'm like, all right, you got mushrooms, I put that shit on mine, but.
Mushrooms on steak. Oh,
I ain't seen girls they just eating mushrooms.
Breathe steak good. I had steak in so long.
Nah, I'm definitely
that's my favorite.
I'm definitely dog red meat. I've never been a big fan.
I haven't had it in so long. You gotta make it, you had to stay right. You gotta, mine was medium. I always had my shit, always made cooked in medium. Cause it was
my shit well done.
Well done was too dry for me. Medium was a little bit of pink.
Yeah, you put it in the skillet with some water. Add a little butter.
Well done, though. That's not,
it's gonna be
I know
juicy.
What you're talking about. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Because I made mine like that a few times, actually. Not too many times. I ain't gonna say it in front. But I did make it like that a few times. It is.
I be high, drunk, in the kitchen, 2-3 in the morning, doing all type of shit. Like,
man. Same as fuck. I go home when I'm like super high, just like drunk. After I'm like out and shit, just. Throw some shit together. You like sometimes you never know.
Sometimes you be mad as fuck because you done wasted a whole meal because you done fucked it up.
Yeah,
that done happened to me plenty of times.
Yeah, that happened to me not plenty, but it happened.
I say over like a 5-year span it happened plenty of times, but because I cook a lot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much a cook in my house, so.
Yeah. Oh man, that shit's funny.
Hey man, if y'all got some shit to promote, y'all trying to put out there, get at us. You know, we'll shout y'all out, do whatever we need to do to put y'all on. Cause you know what? I know y'all gonna fuck with us, so.
For sure. Music, all that shit, man.
Whatever. You got a clothing line.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Comedy skits, IGs, Twitters, whatever. I mean.
You promote us, we'll promote you, shit.
Exactly.
It's network.
For
make
real.
The shit work. We trying to be for the people.
Exactly.
For real. You know what would be dope? If we were to get like tag team belts, like be the People's Champ type shit. That should be dope.
Hell nah.
Just on some goofy shit. That should be dope. It'd be funny.
We gotta set that up.
Like, you know, you feel me there, like, that should be dope. Like, bro, we trying to be for the people, though.
For real. And you know what, man? Yeah. It started to come back a wave, but it's died back down. Like, people were going back to getting wrestling belts and shit.
Yeah, true.
But then it stopped.
Like, for a quick second, yeah, you're right.
Like, what's up?
Like, that shit fly. Yeah. I always want to do that. You remember, like, motherfuckers used to play beer pong at the crib and shit. I wanted to get tag team belts for the motherfuckers.
Why not? That's so dope.
But it would be weak because they'll have to give it back at the end of the night because motherfuckers just walk away with the belts. If they're dedicated to bringing them back, yeah. Hey, if I know you like that.
I got shout out to my nigga. You know Jose Alvarez?
Yeah.
That's my nigga. That's hands down favorite beer pong partner.
For real?
I'm like Kobe, he like Paul Pierce.
That's what's up.
We be killing shit. There's nights we never, nights in a row, we never lost.
That's only me and Nick, man. Man.
Motherfuckers don't like. I've been trying to get beer pong games going on. People don't want to play no more. I'm over here doing this. I'm over here doing like
crazy doing numbers sitting around on their phone and shit.